My name is Amateo Ra, and I'm a top business coach for conscious entrepreneurs and spiritually inspired individuals who are looking to make a big impact and income in the world. I've traveled and moseyed around a bunch of different places throughout the United States, gathering skills and abilities and both like spiritual superpowers, but also really tangible, sound business skills. And I'm super passionate about supporting coaches, healers, and creators develop high-end businesses that give them a lot of lifestyle freedom, but also really create actual impact in the world in a really tangible, formative way. Nick, with his clever Facebook tools, I ended up somehow in his Facebook ad targeting, and next thing you know, I saw that there was this Life on Fire event. And I'll admit, I'm a little bit of an event junkie. I love events. I love going there. I love connecting with people. I love just being in transformational environments where there's just an amazing room. I had this feeling like, oh, this is going to be a really great room of individuals. And I think that he's going to bring together a really phenomenal community. So I saw the ads. And then next thing you know, I secured a ticket and I was in the room. And not only did I have some friends who ended up going as well, but like I knew tons of people in the room, and it felt like family, and I met so many people who I still have lasting relationships with. So it was just great. I was at the event, and Nick was jamming on stage, and he started to talk about guest blogging strategy and how you can utilize other people's blogs, Huffington Post and like Elephant Journal and like all these different like larger blog outlets to be able to get your content posted, shared, and get exposure for a bunch of other people to see and get likes and comments, and then build your tribe, build your authority. You know, you could be on entrepreneur.com or Success or whatever it is. So when he was telling that story, I was kind of just like quietly squirming in my chair, because I had done a very phenomenal large-scale guest blogging strategy that to date I haven't been able to see be recreated on the level at which we did it. So I was kind of sitting there squirming, and my partner at the time looked at me and said, "Hey, you're gonna have to raise your hand. You can't just sit here. Like, it's a big deal for you." So I was like, "Oh shit. Okay, so let me do that." So I raised my hand, and Nick generously called on me and told me to put my hand back down. So he called on me, and I got up on the microphone, and I started to share a little bit of my story, that I had written blogs in the metaphysical and spiritual world about being an empath and depression and anxiety and some things that really affect a lot of like kind of sensitive people, I had written these articles that got posted and then got shared on all of these multitudes of the largest Facebook pages on this topic out there. So I shared that story, and it was great to just share that and kind of inspire the room, get some recognition. I appreciated that. And then I sat back down and wiped the sweat off my brow, and okay, cool. And then next thing you know, Nick was like, "Cool, it's before we go on break, we have time for one hot seat." And he goes to his hot seat list, and he kind of looks at it, shakes his head, and for a moment he goes, "Why don't we bring up Amateo, who was just sharing about his guest blog strategy?" And of course, this is that moment where, all right, cool, like now let's go. So I got up there, I get on stage, and then Nick and I just had this magical moment. We just jammed. He really understood my mission and my passion, really understood how I approach things and how I do things maybe a little bit differently than a lot of other people do, and could see my desire to make more of a real world impact, since I was doing a lot of online stuff, a lot of coaching, a little bit stuck behind my computer and behind my phone. And so on that stage during that experience, he really inspired me, and not only inspired me, but held me to a commitment of producing a live event within 6 months.
So I am fully committed to launching a live event, one that I've always dreamed of, that absolutely lights me on fire within the next 6 months, and it's done.
Oh, I love that. Yes, stand up, give a round of applause for that. Come on.
So really in that moment, it just felt like it was magical. Like an energy had descended upon the room. Not only did I feel like super connected to Nick and felt like he understood my vision, and together we were gonna really put the focus on producing something that was gonna make an impact, but I could tell that the room could also just like really appreciate what was emerging in that moment, and that like me as a leader was being called forth to step up. So like super, super grateful for that moment, because it really pushed me out and I didn't have a choice. I had to do it now. There was no going back. There was no, "Oh, I'm gonna do it. No, I'm not gonna do it." I knew that there was only one way, and that was through. And I wasn't going to let that room down, let Nick down, or walk away from a commitment that I had full-heartedly and boldly shared on that stage. So less than 6 months later, I produced my first high-end live event. I had over 25 people in the room, and that live event generated over $100,000 in income with just 25 people in the room. About 6 months, maybe 8 months later, I did another one. That one had over 60 people in the room, and that event generated over $150,000 in sales. In fact, that live event is still continuing to generate sales. It hasn't stopped. And it's now my tribe has expanded. I've launched a business mastermind as a result of those live events, and I'm doing these high-end, beautiful retreats throughout the country. We're going to Mount Shasta and doing a beautiful spiritual retreat for all my mastermind members, and like a log cabin mansion. And like, it's just, it's cool. Like, I really feel like I'm living my life purpose out on the highest level that I could have imagined for myself. And it's just continuing to grow and scale. And I found my passion for live events. Not only did I find my passion for live events, I found my passion to coach and support other people in live events. So for instance, I helped my client produce a live event of over 100 high quality women entrepreneurs with world renowned guest speakers. And that event generated for her over $100,000 in sales. Most of that got paid up front. And that's a phenomenal experience because she didn't even have the idea of doing a live event before she started coaching with me. And then boom, not only am I doing like six-figure live events like regularly, but I'm helping my clients now do that as well. I've helped multiple clients produce events that are in multiple five figures. And of course, this last one that just smashed it with like an over six-figure live event. So it's like a huge passion for me now. I had some live event experience before, but this really brought everything together, catalyzed me to the next level. And now this is really what I'm leading forth with in this industry. And the plan is in the next 6 months, we do a live event with 200 to 300 people. And we're working on that right now. Firstly, if you're feeling like inspired or called to come, or you've got a little bit of like, I wonder what that's about, and you're intrigued, like just do it. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen. When I got that ticket, when I signed up online, when I booked the hotel room, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that I was gonna be pulled on stage. I didn't know what was gonna happen. I didn't know that it was gonna slingshot me in this massive direction that was going to change the course of my life and business, but it did. So you may not know the outcome. You may not be able to see what you're gonna get out of this, but it could be far beyond your imagination or what you could expect. Not only that, but if you're looking for a high quality community of really like authentic, just beautiful people who are doing great work in the world, who are coming together to just grow and open their hearts and just really connect. Because of who Nick is, he draws an amazing community around him. You know, in addition to my own events, Nick brings together my favorite community of people at any events that I go to. And I've been to so many entrepreneur events in this industry. I've got a really great handle on it. In fact, the last Life on Fire event I was so excited about, I brought 12 of my own people there. I brought my clients, and it was like I was hanging out with all of my friends and family. It was phenomenal. We took up over a whole row inside of the room. So like, I'm not just so passionate about going myself, I'm so passionate about Nick and his events and what he's doing that I literally brought a fleet of people with me. So if you're thinking about going, you're passionate about growth and personal development, you're looking to take yourself, you know that you have to become a new person to do that new big thing, this is your opportunity, this is your chance, just come. And give yourself the opportunity to become who you truly want to become so that you can do that big, great thing that you've been dreaming, desiring. You know, it's been burning a fire in you, but you haven't yet been able to catalyze it. This will be that jump off point and that jump start to be able to do it. I hope to see you at the Life on Fire event. I'll be there, hopefully bringing a whole crew with me, and we're gonna have an amazing, ecstatic, uplifting, exponentially life-growing and expanding time. Come join me, come join this amazing Life on Fire community, and if you're thinking about do it, just do it and light that fire and get the motivation. Bring it together. Let's do this thing.